Struggling with what's happening with this population. That's a fairly sudden shift from where it was 10 years ago, 15 years ago. So that becomes a problem. So I think this whole diversity thing is one of the reasons that I would like to be considered for another term. The second thing that's giving me cause to not walk away from this at this time is on the board to this point, multiple pricing, of being able to charge people that can afford it more and people that can't subsidize it. That's what private companies basically do. And I think your chairman was in the presidency of one of those private colleges, and they do that. I've been largely resisted, and it seems to be a track record for me. But nonetheless, I think it's happening almost in spite of ourselves. The increase in the number of Pell Grants and the thresholds has provided more subsidy for those that can afford it. That, coupled with what the state gives in direct aid for students, is making that happen. Students that can pay for it are paying for it more out of their pocket. But overall, higher education, I think, is on the cusp of is happening to healthcare. Is the costs are outstripping all of us in our ability to pay for it. Now, I think that requires some different perspectives, coming up with different sources of money. But until we get to that source of the cost, it could be the Minsky system, because it's a system that is